I'm standing in an old wooden warehouse in Seattle's SoDo neighborhood. It used to be a place where ships were built. Today, this is where elaborate lampshades are made out of cardboard. Some look like upside-down baskets. Others could be 3D models of DNA lit from within. The company is called Gray Pants, and Alan Marrero is one of the 8 people who work here.
There's used cardboard boxes everywhere.
We're next to a laser-cutting machine, which is carving the corrugated pieces of cardboard into thin strips that are then put back together like a layer cake.
We play with the direction that the corrugation's going so that we can have random patterns and textures or alternating textures.
They're glued?
Yep. Our secret ingredient is Elmer's glue.
These lampshades and pendants sell anywhere from $200 to $2,500, and they are a perfect example of what upcycling is all about. Rather than using natural resources to break down a plastic bottle to turn it into a fleece, upcycling doesn't process the original object very much, if at all. Another small warehouse down the road from Gray Pants called Alchemy Goods is making messenger bags, wallets, and belts out of busted bicycle tubes. Some of the tubes still have patches on them. Eli Reich is the company's owner. His business card is made out of rubber.
Right now, we are saving probably 80,000 bike tubes this year.
These and other upcycled products will be on display at the Seattle Design Festival. The 4-day event will feature everything from the latest in furniture and houses to graphic design. Seattle's chapter of the American Institute of Architecture is one of the festival's sponsors. Lisa Richmond is its executive director and predicts upcycling will be a practice that designers and architects will have to adopt eventually.
As we move forward in our cities, we have no choice but to think creatively about how we reutilize and improve the things that we already have because we won't have the space or the resources to completely destroy and create new things. We don't have that luxury, and upcycling is really an incredibly important part of our future.
Richmond points to the popular Highline Park in New York City, which sat for years as an old, unused elevated train track as an example of how upcycling can work with buildings. Meanwhile, business is doing so well at Gray Pants. The company is opening up an office in Amsterdam. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.